We are back in session. We have a number of union contracts we're looking at tonight, and I'm going to turn it over to our city administrator.
All right, there are three contracts. As we talked about, there are two Teamster contracts, one Teamsters Public Works, one Teamsters Clerical, and then we have the Police Guild contract.
And the mayor would certainly encourage the adoption of all those contracts. It's fair and good contracts to all of our employees and to the city as well. Councilmember Watson.
I would move to approve the Teamster Public Works and the Teamster Clerical contracts.
Second.
So moved and seconded the Teamster Clerical and Teamster Public Works. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. And those two contracts have been adopted. Going on, Council. Councilmember Olson.
I will move to amend the Police Guild contract to, I want to make sure I get this right, the step one to a 3%, step two to a 3%, step three to 3.5%, step four to 4%, step five to 4.5%, and then, I'm going to go with 4.75% for the step five for 2018-2019.
So that's same amount for both years.
No.
3%.
No, that was for 2018.
So you got 3.5, 4.75.
And then what are the others? On the others, actually, I am going to make that for 2019.
Both
the other ones are the same for the first and second year. I'm going to.
4.75
Yes, that it would match the others are getting the same amounts the first year and the second year.
I will second.
Moved by Councilmember Olson. I'm going to let the clerk go through the numbers. Seconded by Councilmember Watson. And after the numbers are gone, I'd like to ask our finance director the impact on the budget of those changes.
Right now, I don't have the full numbers, the total number on it. And can I state my opinion?
Go ahead.
And I actually do not feel comfortable not knowing those numbers and what that will do to the budget.
Thank you.
And then I'd like to clarify that. And we did had built in how much?
We have 4%
built
that
in
does
right
not
now.
Include some steps, some are more, some less. I would still have to go in with all the numbers.
But we factored in, because we just discussed this, 4% for raises.
It's all in the general fund, and there are some steps that we have in grades that we have increased. So it's a matter of all the other unions also.
So our finance director is being very clear. She's asking not to adopt this until she has a chance to look at those numbers. Councilmember Hansen.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Councilmember Watson.
I understood there was, we're doing quite well in the general fund right now. Yes? I mean,
we don't know that till the end of the year. That's a forecast.
But we weren't it's like.
It was a forecast for 2017 of where our beginning cash would be, which.
But it wasn't like 50,000. It was 300,000 or 400,000, wasn't it? I mean, it was. We've had a couple of good years.
So. Yeah, we won't know the final numbers till we close out 2017. We can do a forecast all we want, but we will not know.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Thank you. I can see that we should take a look at the numbers. What would be a reasonable time frame to prepare those?
We have our last check run on the 20th of January, and then there's quite a bit of closing out and balancing. So we're looking at sometime maybe February, end of February, we might be able to have a final. Right now, we're short in my department by two people.
So. Understood.
and things are kind of taking longer.
What circles we've heard, we have a lot of city needs, not just in the police. Councilmember Olson.
Let's go back to what all those lovely sheets that you made for us. What was the projection for us to be cash in hand at the end of this year?
You know, I don't have the numbers for
paying. I can, was it, what'd you say, around 400 grand?
About 400,000. Though we had the issue with the 260, did we really have 260 versus, but we were pretty
even if
healthy.
It's 260. Would you agree somewhere between 260 and 400 grand?
That's okay. A forecast.
Mm-hmm. Right, forecast. That's okay. All I'm asking is forecast.
We haven't spent 200,000.
Council, okay, one at a time. Who's next?
Since some things have changed from prior discussion, can we go over what that changes, or is that too late for that?
Say that again.
What Councilmember Olson's proposal, what that exactly changes in the agreement?
This is kind of what we're looking to for the finance director, the impact on the city.
But I'm just wondering, for the contract that is ready,
right. What we had agreed to before, and remember, it's 5 years.
Right.
We had agreed for both years 1% in the first year, and now we're considering 3%. So that's a 2% obviously delta. The second year was 1% in both years. Now we're talking 3% in both years. The third year was 1.5% in each years, and now we're talking 3 and 3.5. Year four was 2%. Now it's 4%. Year five was 3.5, 3.75, and right now it's suggested 4.75 for each year. So it varies slightly, but it's probably averages out to maybe a 2% bump for each grade each year over above what we brought to you tonight.
Thank you.
So, Council, the mayor wants to say that you got a staff that's negotiating with the unions, and your unions have agreed to a contract. And I am uncertain. In fact, I have strong feelings that this is not a financially wise course to expend more city money when we don't have to at this time. We're not losing police officers. They're highly valued here. We've just heard that the new officers are paid a comparable ways with their competitors out there. So. Urge you to pass the contract.
I'm going to call for the question.
Okay, there is a motion on the table to, you want to go back with the numbers again so the council knows what they're, and give the current, the new numbers and the old numbers and the percentages, Greg?
Okay.
I'm calling for the question, not for another explanation. We've explained it to death here. You just did it for her. Why does he need to do it again?
Because I've asked for it.
I'm calling for the question.
I've asked for the numbers so the council knows what they're voting on. The current numbers.
And I'm, you know what happens when someone calls for the question. That means we vote.
It doesn't. You have to have a majority vote to in discussion. You
okay.
You have to have five votes, I believe, in discussion.
No.
I'll ask the clerk. Is it five or four in discussion? Four votes to in discussion.
Okay.
If you want to take that vote, make a motion in discussion.
That's what calling for the question means.
Okay. Who is the second?
I'll second it because I think everyone's waiting.
They moved and seconded to in discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 I think I heard three. So, what are the numbers?
Okay. Year one, it was 1% under the agreed to city union, and it would be 3% under the revised. Year two, 1% versus 3%. Year three, 1.5% and 1.5%. Versus 3 and 3.5. Year four, it was 2 and 2 both years. Under the revised, it would be 4% for both of the years. Year five was 3.5% and 3.75 on the proposal brought to you tonight, and then the revision would be 4.75 for both years.
Thank you. I also think that this is kind of information should have brought to the negotiation team before they went into negotiation. Not this late. Course of action.
Council's not involved in negotiations, though.
You can certainly input staff say, I think the police should be paid more. You can certainly say that at any time. Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. You got the motion on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
Nay.
I lost track of count. Okay. It's 4-3 it passed?
4-3 it failed, I believe.
Please, raise your hand if you voted aye.
I do not support.
Okay, the motion failed, and so you now have opportunity for the regional contract.
Wait a minute. What? How many voted?
Just three voted yes.
Oh, okay, I thought I saw your hand. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to pass the regional contract.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Councilmember Hansen, seconded by Councilmember Kennedy and Councilmember Taylor to sign the contract with the union as negotiated by the city administrator for the police guild. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay.
Nay.
So I think I heard 6-1. Does that sound right?
That's okay. Usual.
With Councilmember Olson voting no. Are those all the contracts?
That's it. And as I had mentioned, the machinists are now on the same schedule as all the other unions. We do have the two lieutenants that are in their separate machinist group, and I anticipate us bringing to you their contract, which should be much more abbreviated than these were, as then I will be.
Very good. Going on to the...
Sorry, can I just really quickly confirm on the motion that failed, it was Olson Watson and Kate Hansen in favor, is that correct?
That's correct.
Going on to the final items, Mayor reports some quick things from Council. We have a retreat next Wednesday starting at 8 o'clock, hosted by the police station in their conference room, training room, I should say. It starts at 8 o'clock, and we'll get an agenda out to you before the end of the week. The senior staff is going on a tour of FastCap next Tuesday. I have room for probably a couple more if you'd like a tour. It starts at 7 in the morning at FastCap, go to about 9:30, looking at the layout of their building and their lean philosophy. So, one
day? I'd like to go.
Okay.
What day is it?
Tuesday. This is next Tuesday.
7 a.m.
7 o'clock. And plan to clean toilets. Trust me.
My Coast Guard days.
Chamber, you might, maybe we're going to mention the Chamber annual channel dinner is the 18th, and our communications officer / parks whatever received his certification in playground inspection. So that's an accomplishment for Mr. Sweeney, and I wanted to mention that. And then appointing to the Civil Service Commission, that's related to police work. Working with Chief Turner, we've appointed to another term Ruth Ash, former Mayor Gary Jensen, and then former Councilmember Connie Feria to the Civil Service Commission. You can serve in that commission for various terms up to 6 years.
Yeah. Those are all the for those that are unaware, the Civil Service Commission really serves two purposes. They're involved in the hiring process, and by choice, if there is a grievance, specifically certain ones, the guild members can actually invoke civil service review rather than guild representation.
Very good. Council reports. We have a tired bunch. You guys worked hard, and the mayor would like to commend you for working hard on some stuff. I was thinking 7 o'clock. I was way off tonight. Looking at no staff reports, I don't think.
True.
Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.